You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan, who writes global opinion column for The Washington Post, reporting most recently on a visit by the president of Korea, South Korea, President Moon, to the White House to sit with the president and discuss the affairs of these two strong allies. One piece of the alliance, however, has not yet been filled in. It's about the vaccine. South Korea was praised early on in the pandemic for its careful presentation of the virus to its population. And there was said to be success. I remember there were incidents, there were outbreaks, but said to be success compared to other countries. However, now a year later, with the vaccines available, South Korea has not secured sufficient for its population. Therefore, there was a moment in the visit of the president of South Korea and his conversation with President Biden for there to be a conversation about sharing vaccine. But herein lies the mystery. Josh, a very good evening to you. The South Koreans don't have sufficient vaccine for their populations. We have more than enough, doubly vaccinated everywhere, producing it. What is the issue about not sharing it with South Korea? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, you know, the U.S.-South Korean relationship is multifaceted and complex, but none of that really matters when your country is in the middle of a pandemic and people are getting sick. And in South Korea, they're having another wave, and South Korean President Moon was under great pressure to come back from Washington with some shots. And, you know, it was symbolic as much as anything else. And, you know, that's what the Chinese have been doing. Beijing has been going around the world, bribing, cajoling, threatening, blackmailing people, using shots, holding literally their lives over their heads, for all sorts of aims, technological and economic and political. But, you know, the Biden administration hasn't really done that because they haven't had a surplus until now. And now the Biden administration is staring at a really big surplus. I mean, that's just going to get bigger and bigger, because we funded the vaccine research and we were early orderers on the shots and we have the manufacturers. So, that's a lot of power. That's a lot of power. And there's a disagreement inside the Biden administration about whether or not that power and that advantage should be used. One thing to counter Chinese vaccine diplomacy, for another thing to help our friends, help our allies, help our partners. And, you know, there are some people inside the administration who think, you know, with that we shouldn't play that game and we should just throw all the shots into a big pile and let the UN sort it out. And, you know, why should South Korea get vaccines when India is clearly much, much worse? You know, and I get that. That's a sort of I get that argument. There are other people inside the administration who say, well, if your friends don't help you with shots in the worst crisis ever, then what are you really, is that really a friend that you really want to have? You know, I'd rather have the problematic friend who saves my life than the really like moral friend who leaves me stranded. And so that's why they came up with like a half measure. They gave President Moon 550,000 shots for Korean troops who interact with U.S. troops. In other words, we'll only give you shots to protect our own people. Right. And if you just think about that, what kind of message does that send? I mean, is it still America first or is it America's back? I don't think the Biden administration has made up his mind.
There is reporting that the People's Republic of China and Russia are both using their versions of the vaccine for advantages. For example, in Caracas, I believe the announcement is more than 1 million Chinese vaccines have now arrived to be distributed, I'm presuming, in the leadership. Caracas is not transparent. But that's clearly an effort by China to secure an ally, Venezuela. There are other instances around the world. I just named that fresh one. Now, Is that a bad thing that China is securing its ally with vaccine? Is that something we want to avoid? What do we want to do with the vaccine? Are they drawing lots? Is there a recommendation about how to distribute if you don't start with your friends?
Listen, you know, I don't mind if China and Russia want to help out their client states. What I mind is when they try to pressure our allies to do things that are against our interests. In exchange for shots. In other words, when Beijing went to the government of Honduras and said, you can have your shots if you dump your diplomatic recognition of Taiwan. Okay, well, that's a different story. That's not China going around the world helping people. That's China blackmailing a country to achieve its political goals. The diplomatic recognition of Taiwan has nothing to do with vaccines, right? And by the way, Taiwan doesn't have any vaccines either. And China's not giving any vaccines to Taiwan. So it's kind of like, There's a difference between, you know, helping countries and exerting malign influence and torturing people by, you know, dangling life-saving medical equipment over their head. And I think that's what the Biden administration is afraid of, accused of being doing. I'm sorry, they're afraid of being accused of, but there is a way to help your friends and stand up for the things that you think are right and also help the world at the same time if you can just have a nuanced policy, but they're just not there yet.
Part of the complex issues you mentioned between the U.S. and South Korea is that President Moon has about a year left in his term. It's a one-term presidency. His popularity is very low right now compared to where it has been, and I believe he's still looking to find a way to have a rapprochement with Pyongyang. Did President Moon find any confidence that the U.S. will help him in that effort in his last year?
Well, the Biden administration announced that they're appointing a special envoy to North Korea, Ambassador Sung Kim, who's had that job before. And that's like something President Moon could point to if he wants to brag that the Biden administration cares, but people in the know understand that, you know, Ambassador Sung Kim is going to remain the U.S. ambassador to Indonesia while he's doing that. In other words, he's not taking the gig full time, and the Biden administration has no enthusiasm or appetite for a real negotiation with North Korea because they're distracted by the negotiation with Iran and several other things. So, you know, in the end, you have an administration that should be more aligned. In other words, the Trump administration didn't like the Moon administration because they had different ideologies and they didn't trust each other. Now we have two sets of people who kind of like each other, but they can't move the agenda forward. And that's a problem if you really want to pivot to Asia. You know, that means taking South Korean interests into account. And if we're not giving them anything that they want or need, then what's our pitch to them other than we're not China, which is not really a thing you want to lead with.
Is there a timeline, Josh, when there will be vaccines in sufficient quantity that these stories, it feels like we're who gets in the lifeboat and who stays holding on the side of the boat? Is there a timeline a year from now, 6 months from now, in which these issues won't be so hard-pressed?
You know, I think it's clear that no one's safe until we're all safe, and that vaccine nationalism is counterproductive because the more we leave the third world to fester, the more we'll have new variants. The variants could be vaccine busters, and then we'll be right back where we started. So the reason there's no timeline is because there's no plan, because under the current scheme, there's no sense of urgency to get shots into the arms of the places that need it the most. And these are the poorest places and the places where they can't afford to pay for them. And of course, again, you know, if we just leave it to fester, we're just going to have variants and we're going to need more shots and we'll be moving backwards, not forwards.
Josh Rogan, Global Opinion for the Washington Post on the beseechment by South Korea for vaccines from the President of the United States. This is the end of the pandemic as everyone gets vaccinated and has protection. When we come back, we're going to the beginning of the pandemic to an abandoned mine in South China. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.